Thank you all for coming today and hearing me and my neighbors. My name is Geir Gåsheidnes. I'm a Belfast resident building in Northport. I swim in the bay and row in the bay with my wife and two children. I'm here today to mount my defense of Belfast, a town that I've come to love, and of the world and its rapidly deteriorating environment. This town is facing a deep challenge, and our world is facing a complete crisis. Locally, we need good paying jobs in Waldo County, and if we turn this business opportunity away, it will hurt us in numerous other ways. Tax relief has been mentioned, but I think more importantly, we will be left behind by yet another growth industry, and we are already scaring off entrepreneurs and investors in doing so. As for the global picture, there's a success story here with poverty down dramatically all over the world, and as literal billions enter the middle class, they want what we have: cars, air conditioning, and animal protein. The impact of this is massive. So our job is to reduce that impact in every single one of our trades and industries, and Nordic is doing that in theirs. Nordic represents the cutting edge in more responsible finfish farming, reducing the climate impact of a large chunk of our current food system. Supporting this project may perhaps be the single biggest thing a small town like Belfast can do for our climate crisis as a small town. I've worked the last 4 years with conservationists and extinction biologists to encourage the use of cutting-edge technology and entrepreneurship to end human-induced extinction. They, along with other major conservation groups, have identified aquaculture advances as a key tool for feeding us all with lower impacts, and that includes recirculating aquaculture systems, of which Nordic's approach is considered one of the best examples. Now, I suggest that we work with Nordic to measure more frequently, accurately, and comprehensively the health of this bay and get a good baseline, make that data public so that we can keep a close eye on this project. We can work with them to reduce the carbon footprint of their farmed salmon even further and also provide good paying jobs for our young families. We can work together to hold ourselves to a higher standard. I place my trust in expertise. Conservationists I've worked with, the scientists who are looking closely at this project, the engineers who know how to build water filtration systems, and you, our regulators, to keep the big picture in mind. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And seeing no questions, I believe Steve Stanford would be next. That'll be followed by Sam, Jason, and Ron Huber would be next in the queue.